Hey everyone, I know it's been a while since I put something up here, but I thought since it's Halloween, let's do a little demo of a game that came out around the beginning of October. This is called Zombol, though the screen reader text-to-speech voices may not be able to pronounce it right. I've changed the capitalization of some of the things so that it reads it a bit better on my system. But yeah, this is a, I don't know, it's a weird little zombie bowling type game, so it doesn't really totally make sense. This is a Halloween themed game, of course, made by the same people that made Mine Racer and Haunted House. You do have to pay for this. It's $3, I think, on itch.io. I gave him $5. But I'm going to go ahead and run this, and we'll actually play this.
Zombol, File Explorer.
And I should say before I continue, this game is available on Windows, Linux, and Linux for ARM. So if you have a system like the Raspberry Pi, you could play this on that, or if you have a new Mac and you're running Linux in a VM, or maybe you're running Asahi itself, you could play it here. So let me go ahead and run this.
Unknown. Start game. Set difficulty. Start game.
So this is the menu. Up and down goes through your choices. Pressing enter will click on things.
Set difficulty. Instructions. Donate. Credits. Blown sound. Exit game.
You can't turn the music down, which is a little annoying. I'm gonna use NVDA audio ducking.
Always duck. Learn. Credits. Donate. Instructions. Set difficulty.
So you can set the difficulty.
Brain dead. Outbreak. Apocalypse.
Brain dead, outbreak, and apocalypse. That controls how accurate you have to be, as well as how many times you can miss.
Brain dead.
Let's go with brain dead.
Start game. Set difficulty. Instructions.
Now, I should say before we continue, I am not a fan of bowling in real life. I don't like it. I think it's incredibly boring. But this is kind of an interesting little time waster, and it's not exactly bowling.
Press space to read the whole text. Use up and down arrows to navigate the text line by line. Press C to copy the current line to the clipboard, or T to copy the entire text. Press enter or escape when you are done reading.
So I'm just going to hit the space bar here and have it read the instructions to you.
What do you do when you find yourself trapped in a cemetery and all of the spooks come to unlife? You grab the nearest thing to hand and lay waste. Because you are a champion bowler and never go anywhere without your ball, it's the closest thing to hand. You grab your ball, taking a moment to appreciate the holographic skull inside its transparent depths. This custom-made ball cost you a small fortune. It would be terrible to get so much as a speck of dirt on its pristine surface. Playing the game, you will hear two power bars. The first moves from right to left. Try to press the space bar when the sound is centered. The second rises in pitch. Try to press space when it is at the highest point. There are three difficulty modes. Brain dead, the zombies are quite easy to hit. It is reasonably easy to get a guaranteed strike. You will be eaten after three misses. Outbreak, the zombies are still pretty easy to hit. You will be eaten after two misses. Apocalypse, anything less than your perfect throw will miss. If you miss, you will be eaten. End of text.
Yeah, it says end of text. I don't like that.
Instructions. Donate. Credits. Learn sounds.
Let's go ahead and learn the sounds here.
No ducking.
And, if I down arrow. Oops, why did it just do that?
Zombowl. Duck when no ducking. Start. Zombowl. Not responding. Zombowl.txt dialog. Close the program. Cancel button. Zombowl. File.
Yes, I renamed the executable, but I can't do anything about the game window. Okay, so it crashed.
Unknown. Start game. Set difficult. Instruct. Donate. Credits. Learn. Set. Eaten by zombies.
All right, let's try this again. So here we are in the Learn menu. I'll press enter to click on this. That sounds horrifying.
Hit pens.
Again, this doesn't really make sense because you're hitting zombies, not bowling pins.
Menu move. Menu select. Throw ball. Zombie scream. Zombie splatter.
And I think that sound only plays if you get a strike.
Start game. Set difficulty. Start game.
Let's go ahead. And start
round game. Round one, frame one.
Let's try it.
Use up and down arrows to navigate the text line by line. Press C to cut, press space to read the whole text. Results for round 1, frame 1. You knocked down 10 zombies for a score of 30. You rolled the ball with 96% strength. Your aim was slightly to the right. My bowling ball, it's covered in nasty, it's half-rotten chunks of zombie flesh. End of text.
And if I press enter,
a ghostly apparition rolls your ball back to you.
A ghostly apparition rolls it back to me. Alright,
so round 2, frame 1. Use up results for round 2, frame 1. You knocked down 10 zombies for a score of 30. You rolled the ball with 98% strength. Your aim was spot on. What's this on my bowling ball? Gross. Just what I've always wanted, well past the expiration date, chunks of intestines. End of text.
That's gross. Okay, so that was a pretty good shot. So I'm going to hit enter and we'll continue like this.
Bats are returning your ball.
Oh!
Ow.
Round 3, frame 1. Use up and down arrows to navigate. Results for round 3, frame 1. You knocked down 10 zombies for a score of 30. You rolled the ball with 100% strength. Your aim was slightly to the right. My bowling ball, it's covered in nasty, just what I've always wanted, rotten bits of intestines. End of text. Bats are returning your ball.
Oh!
Round 4, frame 1. The whole text. Results for round 4, frame 1. You knocked down 6 zombies for a score of 6. You rolled the ball with 86% strength. Your aim was slightly to the right. End of text. A ghostly apparition rolls your ball back to you.
Okay.
Round 4, frame 2. Text. Use up and results for round 4, frame 2. You knocked down 2 zombies for a score of 2. You rolled the ball with 85% strength. In round 4, you scored 2 points. Your aim was slightly to the right.
Okay,
end of text.
That wasn't very good.
Zombies turn around. Ben Mo return the ball. Round 5, frame 1.
I'll read that message in a second. Hang on.
Read the whole text. Use up and down arrow. Press
right,
space to read
so
the whole text. Use
let me,
up and down arrow. Always duck.
Let me read that back to you because it got cut off and drowned out by the sound. I'm going to use NVDA speech history. Hold down shift and hit F11.
Press always duck when outputting. Press round zombie. Results for round 4. Press space round 4. A ghostly apparition rolls your ball back to you. Round 4.
Let's go
press
forward
space to read the whole
shift.
Text.
F12.
Use results for zombies turn around, Ben Mover, and Moon Yu using their flatulence to return the ball.
That's disgusting. I do not appreciate being mooned by zombies.
Press no ducking. Results for round 5, frame 1. You knocked down 4 zombies for a score of 4. You rolled the ball with 78% strength. Your aim was to the right. End of text. Bats are returning your ball.
Oh!
Round 5, frame 2.
Round 5, frame 2.
To read the whole results for round 5, frame 2. You knocked down 4 zombies for a score of 4. You rolled the ball with 91% strength. In round 5, you scored 4 points. Your aim was slightly to the right. Zombies turn around. Bin over. You're not using the flatter ends to return the ball. Round 6, frame 1.
Round 6, frame 1. Oh. I'm kind of confused.
Results for round 6, frame 1. You knocked down 10 zombies for a score of 30. You rolled the ball with 96% strength. Your aim was to the right. I'll definitely have to wash my ball now. Nasty. Looks like rotten chunks of heart. End of text. Zombies turn around. Bin over. Oh, it round 7, frame 1.
What is that?
The halt results for round 7, frame 1. You knocked down 5 zombies for a score of 5. You rolled the ball with 84% strength. Your aim was slightly to the left. End of text.
Let me go back and read that message.
Results, press, round, zombie, results, press, round 6, zombie, results, press, round 5, bats are returning, result, no ducking, press, space, press, always duck, duck, one, press, round 5, press.
Oh wait, let me go back to the bottom.
Press,
huh?
Space, result, press, round, zombies, results, press, round, zombie, results, press, round 5, bats are returning, zombies, turn around, round, press, results, zombies, turn around, set, press, results for round, press, space to read
the
whole
text. I can't
text.
Read that again.
Zombies,
okay.
Turn around, bin mo- Round 7, frame
what?
2.
Oh, that's a sound. Weird.
Next time is to read the whole text.
Wait,
use
let me read this
press
again.
Press, round 7, zombies turn around, bin over, and moon you using their flatulence to return the ball. Oh, it looks like someone lost a cheek.
Oh, that's what it was saying. Okay. And sorry about that if you can hear the echo in the background, it's just Kathy.
Results for round 7, frame 2. You knocked down 4 zombies for a score of 4. You rolled the ball with 92% strength. In round 7, you scored 4 points.
The ghostly
apparition rolls your ball back to you. Round 8, frame 1.
I think there's 10 rounds. Of course, this isn't.
The whole results for round 8, frame 1. You knocked down 5 zombies for a score of 5. You rolled the ball with 79% strength. Your aim was slightly to the right. End of text. Zombies turn around. Bin mobile. To return the ball. Round 8, frame 2.
Oh, round 8, frame 2. I think I get it now.
Press space to read the whole text. Results for round 8, frame 2. You knocked down 0 zombies for a score of 0. You rolled the ball with 70% strength. In round 8, you scored 0 points.
Bad.
Zombies turn around. Bin mobile. Using their flatulence to return the ball. Oh, in round 9, frame 1.
Round 9. Frame 1.
Results for round 9, frame 1. You knocked down 7 zombies for a score of 7. You rolled the ball with 91% strength. Your aim was spot on. What's this on my bowling ball? Oh, looks like well past the expiration date residue of spleen. End of text. Bats are returning your ball.
Oh!
Round 9, frame 2.
Okay, I think we're almost done.
To read results for round 9, frame 2. You knocked down 3 zombies for a score of 3. You rolled the ball with 100% strength. Awesome. You got a spare, as in I hope those zombies had a spare change of underwear. Seeing that bowling ball hurtling toward them must have been a terrifying final moment. Your score was boosted to 15 points for your rotten flesh extravaganza. Your aim was to the right. What's this on my bowling ball? Nasty. Looks like half-rotten chunks of liver. End of text. Bats are returning your ball.
And...
Oh!
Yeah.
Round 10, frame 1.
Alright, I think this is the next to last round.
To read the results for round 10, frame 1. You knocked down 4 zombies for a score of 4. You rolled the ball with 79% strength. Your aim was slightly to the right. End of text. Zombies turn around. Bin mover. To return the ball. Round 10, frame 2. To read the whole text.
Results for round 10, frame 2. You knocked down 4 zombies for a score of 4. You rolled the ball with 94% strength. In round 10 you scored 4 points. Your aim was slightly to the right. Game statistics, your total score for this game was 180. You got 1 spare. You got 4 strikes. You missed hitting the zombies a total of 1 time. End of text. Start game.
Yep, that's it.
Set to clones. Exit. Zombole. File.
So,
Audacity.
That is Zombole. Let me make sure I'm recording.
Recording.
Yeah, I am. Okay. Yeah, that is Zombole. It's okay. It's not great. Like I said, I don't like bowling in real life. But it was cheap enough. It's a decent little time waster. And, you know, maybe you'll find it to be fun. And the difficulty levels do definitely make it harder, because if I had been playing on the higher ones, I wouldn't have been able to win like that, because, well, yeah, you can't miss that badly with those. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. As always, if you have questions, comments, please leave them. I will, as always, try to get back to you. And yeah, you guys take care and happy Halloween.